Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Feline friends, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. I have a special guest today, and I'll give you a teaser, and just like cat. So you're thinking, what is that? Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Everyone, my guest today is Georgette Blau. She is from On Location Tours, which is the creator of Sex and the City Hotspots Tour, and they have a new venture they came out with, which is And Just Like Cat. Now, if you're fans of Sex and the City, I mean, who didn't watch that? And fans of And Just Like That and Just Like Cat should ring a bell. Anyways, we're gonna get started. Welcome, Georgette.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. So do you guys also get tripped up on that and just like that and just like cat?
That does happen pretty often, yes. We're so used to saying and just like that.
So you're from On Location Tours, which what does On Location Tours do?
Yep. So we just celebrated 26 years in business. Wow. And we're one of the largest TV and movie tour companies in the world. We operate in New York, Chicago, and Boston. So we do all kinds of different TV and movie bus and walking tours, mainly bus tours. And one of our popular ones is the Sex and the City Hotspots Tour.
I was about to say, what's one of your popular ones? But we wouldn't be talking if it was not in Sex and the City, because you probably wouldn't just have And Just Like Cat. So Sex and the City aired June 1998 through February 2004. The spinoff, which is called And Just Like That, started in December 2021. I watched every episode of Sex and the City. I had HBO, because that's what it was called back in the day. I don't know if there's different variations now, but I had HBO just for Sex and the City. And that was just so popular. I mean, that spun off so many other iconic things, you know, shoes and purses and clothing, and I'm sure you were busy, right? Everybody wanted to know where to get cupcakes in New York.
Mm-hmm. That was very big, yes.
Have you had any really bizarre requests for tours with Sex and the City tours or And Just Like That tours?
Well, I have to tell you, one of my favorite stories was early on. I happened to be observing a tour guide on one of the tours, and we were actually at the bakery where the famous cupcake scene took place. And who's there? But Trey from the show, Kyle MacLachlan, the actor, was there. And the scene that had just taken place on the show, the previous show that had just aired, was where he was so awful to Charlotte. So there we were. There were about 52 women on the bus, two angry men who were there. And instead of asking him for a picture or anything like that, they were basically kind of almost yelling at him about how he had treated Charlotte on the show. So it was pretty humorous.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. Sometimes people forget that, you know, the actors and actresses are so good. They forget that they're portraying a character, you know? So
exactly.
That's funny. I think back in the day when I lived in LA for about 20 years, and you would regularly bump into celebrities, you know, at maybe Whole Foods in Beverly Hills or just other random places. And the thing was, and I was in school, I was working in restaurants, and we had a fair share of celebrities, but you had to be chill, you know? Like if a celebrity came in, inside you might be going, oh, whoa, whoa, I saw Whoopi go, yeah. Whoa, whoa, Oh, and then outside, you're like, yo, chill, you know? Oh, that's so-and-so. So, you know what I mean? You just like, and inside, it's like a firecracker going off. But yeah, we ran into a lot of celebrities. Most of them, I'd say over 90% were just nice, just wanted to be quiet and do their thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So let's talk about And Just Like Kat. First of all, what made you guys decide to do a little spinoff series, which is on Instagram, right?
Yes. Yep. It's on Instagram, And Just Like Kat. And it was actually kind of a funny story because on July 1st last year, exactly a year ago, my family adopted a beautiful Russian blue cat. Her real name is Orly, but she plays Catty Cat Chop. But in any case, so at some point after we got her, and I hadn't had a cat in, I want to say, 25 years. So here we were with this beautiful Russian blue who had just flown over from Moldova. And my pathogenic cat, by the way, because my son's best friend is allergic to cats. So that all came about. And one day I was watching And Just Like That. And I said, something snapped, kind of came into place. I'm like, wait, And Just Like Kat, this cat is doing such funny things. That would be a perfect parody. So we went ahead and actually purchased the handle And Just Like Kat from Instagram and created the parody.
That's funny. So besides your Russian blue, do you think cats epitomize females, like the female persona, more? It seems like that usually.
Absolutely. It does seem like that. I always thought it was so funny how a lot of people say she for cats and he for dogs. I have no idea why that is. But I do think that, you know, cats also have a sort of sassiness that reminds me of like Samantha, who we call Sam Cat from Sex and the City. We did, by the way, want to base the parody little 1-minute episodes on the original Sex and the City because we thought those episodes were so iconic. But also, as I was starting to write these little snippet episodes, I realized there were so many great cat puns, you know, like your catitude show. That's great. And, you know, between the word catastrophe, taking a pause on things and all kinds of fun terms, we just found it to have even more puns than dogs.
Probably. Cats, you know what? Cats are stoic creatures, but they're sillier than dogs once you know them. They do a lot of silly things.
Yes, absolutely. We had her, for example, Catty Cat Chop / Orly. She would get up on my laptop, so almost like she was typing like Carrie Bradshaw. And we had her in so many funny videos and poses and pictures that it was really easy in the end.
A great story. So you mentioned one. So the names of the four starring cats. So you have Catty Cat Chop. You mentioned Sam Cat. What are the other two?
So Meerkat and Char Cat.
Of course, for Miranda and Charlotte. Okay, everybody always wants to know this, so I have to ask it. Which character would you be?
Great question. I have to say, and I hope I don't sound too cliche, but I definitely think Catty Cat Chop because I studied writing in college. So my love is writing. And by doing this, I'm back with my love, my life's love, and having, you know, doing comedic writing.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I was trying to figure out the breed of the four different cats. I wasn't close with Orly / Catty Cat Chop. Well, maybe a little. In my mind, I was kind of short, but not really. I thought you said Russian blue. British short hair kind of looks like that, a Russian blue too. At least in my research, it did.
Hey, that's amazing. I'm so impressed by you.
Me and AI and Google. And then I know that Shark Cat is a tuxedo cat, which isn't a breed, but just a style, you know? Same as Meerkat is like a ginger. I don't know what Sam Cat is. Just a blonde cat?
Yeah, we did want to go with more of a blondish cat. And then Meerkat is sometimes has a bit of a not happy look on her face, but she's also has a more of an orange fur. So we thought that was a little bit more Miranda.
Right. So what would you say to someone who, if they said, just like Kat, that's, you know, that's some people think it's just for women, which is not the case. And what if you said, well, they're just for, you know, we're catitude, we're cat lovers, but is it, you know, how authentic or whatever? What would you say to them if they were a little pessimistic about maybe viewing in Just Like Kat? And then we're going to get into more of the episode details in the second half of the show. But what would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, first of all, they're all only approximately a minute long. So quick enough, they're really just a synopsis of the different episodes in a funny way, but also for, in fact, just earlier today, I happened to be speaking with this guy who said, oh, I always watched all the episodes in hiding. You know, it was like, I love the show. I love the writing. I always watched it in hiding and my wife watched it out in the open. So it's kind of funny. I just think for like appreciating the show and appreciating Cats that, you know, anybody could appreciate something like this.
And I love that the clips are short so you don't go down like the rabbit hole and end up on Instagram for quite a bit of time when you should be working, writing.
We wanted to keep it to like a minute. And the whole idea of the wrap up, you know, at the end of, similar to at the end of Sex and the City, where she did always say, and just like that, you know, that's what we kind of wanted to parody.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
As your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am talking to Georgette Flau. We're talking about the miniseries that she created. What would you call it, a miniseries? And Just Like Cat, which is on Instagram. How many episodes have you created so far? We talked a little bit about it in the first half.
Yep. So the first initial 6 episodes have come out. They're not in any order, really. And they're just from different seasons, really, of the show. So not in any order, but there are 6 of them that are posted. Internally, we call them episodes 1 through 6. And I'm actually working right now on episodes 7 and 8. So those should be coming out shortly in the next week or so.
So I thought the episodes, the choices that you picked were really cool. And there's a lot of, you forget, because the show is what, 1/2 hour long, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yes. The shows were actually, and I even want to say 23 minutes.
Right. Well, there weren't commercials back then on cable.
Right. I think just 23 minutes.
23 minutes. They packed so much into 23 minutes. And some of it is like going back, you know, through memory lane. I want to know your favorite episode. For me, the one with the breakup over the sticky note. Who does that? But it's just funny seeing the cat's version of it and the sticky note on the paw. So it was just, I thought it was hilarious. What is your favorite?
I have to say, it could be because of the term catwalk, but where she falls down on the catwalk during the fashion show. Catty Catrell has been asked to be in this Dolce & Gabbana fashion show, and she's walking down the catwalk and she falls wearing her jeweled underwear.
And Catty Catshaw is wearing jeweled underwear in the episode. Very stylish. Don't know how you got those on her, but looking good.
Oh, that was, we have to say that kind of a Photoshop got that on her. So that was a little bit easier.
Yeah, we figured. I was just going
for the drama. Well, that would be great.
Can you imagine putting jeweled underwear on a cat?
Oh my gosh. I wish that Dolce & Gabbana would sell that, you know, in real life, but.
Yeah, but cats hate to wear clothes. I got a sweater on Dennis once and he was moonwalking. I thought, they don't like to wear clothes. I see some people with pictures like Nala Cat dressed up, wears glasses, and no, not my cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk some more about And Just Like Cat. So do you think with all the excitement about And Just Like Cat and the different episodes that are, you know, up and coming, that there may be an opportunity for more people to, you know, maybe spurn cat adoption?
Oh, yes. You know, I didn't even think that would be wonderful. Yes, absolutely. That would be really, really great. Because I really hope that these little snippets show the appreciation that the world has for cats.
Right. And I don't know. As I was viewing them, I thought, this would be really cool if we've got a few more people out there, you know, to adopt from rescues or thinking about rescuing.
Yep.
I mean, especially New York City, there's a lot of rescues and TNR people there that work hard. There's so many cats.
And ASPCA and everything. And I have to say, we can actually include cats. If people contact us, we can include cats as the, as long as we have a couple of good pictures, we can include them as one of the characters. So in other words, like not the main characters, but as new characters come up, like for example, we just used a cat for Harry's character. We used a different one for Stanford Catch, as we call him, instead of Blatch. But, you know, characters like that. So we always have new characters coming in from the show. And that may be a good way to feature some of the ones that who want to be adopted.
Yes, that definitely would. And you can actually put some of their info in your bio for Instagram or however you do it. But that would be interesting. What do you look for when you look for cats to play different characters? Charlotte's husband, who is bald, you got a Sphinx cat. I got to say, good sense of humor.
Yeah.
What's his name?
We actually, it was funny because he was the only character who was, quote unquote, played by someone else before. And I said to our editor, I'm like, no, we need like a cat who has really short hair and who kind of looks more like the part of that character, you know, that really strong character. And so she actually switched him out with this cat and threw a bow tie on him and everything. So it was really cute.
Yeah, it was so cute. What else do you look for other characters? And what is your, when you're looking for cats, do you look for if they had, you know, like Sam is blonde, so you have a blonde cat, but she's a main cat. What kind of cat is Mr. Big?
Oh my gosh, cat? I should know. Oh, you know what? No, I'm sorry. What am I talking about? I do have, this is so interesting. He is actually a Russian blue mix, and he literally is big. He's like a nice size cat. So we thought, oh, this is perfect for him to play Mr. Big Cat. And we thought it was interesting that he's at least half a Russian blue. So he was a shelter rescue. His real name is Charlie, and he's at least half Russian blue. So we thought, you know, how interesting since Catty Kestrel is played by a Russian blue.
Yeah. So any hints as to what we can expect to see in upcoming episodes? I know you're working on 7 and 8 now, so I don't know how much detail you can give us.
Yeah, I'm actually really, really excited because I'm working on the first I'm working on of 7 and 8 is the famous Birkin bag episode. So I'm really, really excited. And in fact, we do need a cat to play Lucy Liu's character. So if there is a great rescue cat out there, we would love that.
Oh, that would be nice. So where can people find out more about And Just Like Cat?
So our Instagram is And Just Like Cat. Our TikTok is And Just and then a dash underneath Like Cat. But if you type in into the search And Just Like Cat, anyone can see it there. We also have the YouTube under our On Location Tours page, On Location Tours YouTube.
Okay. And where can people find out about onlocationtours.com?
Exactly. Yep. That's our website.
Okay. Thanks. Do you think you'd ever have an And Just Like Cat tour?
That's funny you should say that because just last week I was speaking with our marketing manager, Erin, who is, by the way, the proud owner of Mr. Big Cat. And she and I were talking about how come there aren't really a lot of sort of cat shows out there, you know, and it's like more full length. In fact, I think Sex and the City was 30 minutes long. I think it was incorrect in saying 23 minutes, but, you know, something along those lines of a cat show that's 30 minutes long, a cat show that features places like New York City, and also something that's a little bit less innocent would kind of be funny. Because I think we always put the idea of cats in shows, they're in cartoons and they're featured on a lot of little children things.
Yep. And do you think there would ever be a tour for it, though? Like in And Just Like Cat instead of Sex and the City tour? I don't know how you would do that unless they're cat cafes.
Right. Yeah, we would have to think of that. I was recently in a place which is actually a cat cafe where the owners can get coffee and then the cats play and kind of meet each other in a play space that was actually in a little bit further upstate New York. But there may be a time, I would say maybe that's more of a dog thing where, you know, people can kind of tour around with their pets.
True. And they would be seeing the same places anyways. And just like Cat, because it's Sex and the City. I'm thinking about a way to merge the two, but I don't know how good that of an idea that is.
So it's great.
People can find out, and just like Kat, they can do a search or find it on Instagram, also YouTube and TikTok. So, Georgette, please tell me, and just like Kat is not seasonal. So there's like 5 episodes and I have to wait 7 months to see the next 5 episodes. Are you going to be all year long an annual show?
Yes, it is. As we have so much to catch up on, really great episodes, so we'll be releasing them throughout the year.
Well, I'm very excited to find out more, and it makes me want to see Sex and the City again too. But and just like Kat is wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on Catitude.
Oh, thank you so much.
I hope you all enjoyed the show, and just like Kat, we are at the end. Sorry, Pawn, how to do it. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And no, we didn't name Charlotte after Charlotte from Sex and the City. My Charlotte is very different. Thanks, of course, to my guest, Georgette Blau, for coming on Catitude. Thank you to everybody that listens to Catitude. I know we sometimes have some really heavy subjects, and this was a lot of fun and light, and we need those kind of episodes too, right? And thanks, of course, to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, for all he does to make my shows and all the shows on Pet Life Radio sound amazing. And remember, loose attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.